Each of your parents gave you $5,000 to put in an account towards the wedding.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that right?
Somewhat.
Their union never happened.
Did you buy an engagement ring?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Where is it?
She still has it, Your Honor.
And now...
there was still $2,000 left in the account.
Yes, Your Honor.
They still won't meet halfway.
Did you give him half?
No.
$2,000, where is it?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Michael Ramo and his mother, Deborah, are suing Michael's ex-fiancée, 23-year-old Jennifer Slavik, for half the money of a wedding that never happened.
Order. All rise.
Now it's case number 209 on the calendar, the matter of Ramo versus Slavik.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Sparks has been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Ramo, this is your mom, I assume.
Yes, Your Honor.
And this is your former fiancé.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. This is what I gather from your papers. The two of you decided to get married. Each of your parents gave you $5,000 to put in an account towards the wedding.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that right?
Somewhat.
What's wrong with what I said?
They each contributed $5,000 to a joint bank account to help us get situated as a couple, which we did use part of the money for wedding expenses.
What do you mean get situated as a couple? What does that mean?
Well, Michael wasn't actually working full-time or anything just yet, so...
So?
Well, in the account, I mean, I was direct depositing all of my checks and everything into the account.
Now,
so
they gave you
$5,000 off of that.
They gave you $5,000 towards the wedding. Put your hand down. When did you start living together?
We didn't.
So there was no rent, no gas, no electric, no nothing that you shared together?
No utilities or anything, no.
Nothing. No expenses. On what date did you propose, sir?
I proposed Thanksgiving 2010, Your Honor.
And you had been dating how much before that?
5 months, Your Honor.
On what date did your parents give you $5,000 to put into an account?
They put it in on... between January 28th of 2011 and March 11th of 2011.
And on what date did your mother give you $5,000?
They gave us the check on April 9th, 2011, Your Honor.
And on what date were you supposed to be married?
June 22nd, 2012, Your Honor.
This is what the case is about. You weren't living together. You had no joint expenses. The only expenses that you had were the planning of the wedding. So your parents gave you $5,000. His mother gave him $5,000. That means you had $10,000. The wedding didn't come off. Mr. Ramos says you received back returned deposits from a variety of places, and he feels as if he should have back half of the deposits that were refundable deposits since you received them and he contributed to them because you took the money out of a joint bank account to pay for them. That's what the case is about. It's simple. Okay. Do you have what you claim were the refunds that the defendant received?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to see them.
Can I just say something? Is there proof of her parents depositing $5,000? Do you have any proof of that?
No, okay. I don't have any proof. Your Honor, this is a check for $5,000.
Don't need it. There's no issue that both parents, listen to me, that both parents gave you $5,000. What are you talking about?
Well, we just have documentation of us giving
it. It doesn't matter. That's not what the lawsuit is about. The lawsuit seeks the return of half of the deposits that she received for the wedding. I read the case very carefully. That's what the complaint alleges. We are seeking money for our half of unreturned deposits, wedding package, and honeymoon. Now, can I please have the proof of what deposits were returned?
Your Honor, can I just say something?
No.
Your Honor, this is a check that Ms. Slavik received from the catering hall that we were supposed to have our wedding, our reception at.
I'd like to see it.
And also up here, this is our joint bank account number. And on that check, the bank account number on the check doesn't match our joint account number.
And also,
did you receive back $3,200 from the catering hall when the wedding was canceled?
I did. It came back in my name because the original deposit was made by my mother's debit card.
I don't care. It was made by whose debit card. Did you give him half?
No.
Well, you have to.
You're...
Quiet! So far, you're not losing. So far, you're not losing. I mean, why do you think you're entitled to keep this money?
Because in the joint bank account that we had, neither of the two plaintiffs actually contributed any money themselves.
I don't understand what you mean.
His father gave us the check for the $5,000 that was deposited. It was not from Michael or Deborah Ramo.
Well, then the father can take it up with them. Is that your defense? You're ridiculous. I couldn't figure out what your defense was to
not
start
at all.
With.
I
actually read your defense very carefully, and I said, what is this girl, nuts?
It was claimed that the wedding center package that we have was supposed to be refunded. I have the contract here that says it was non-refundable. We didn't get that money back. I have that here.
Now listen to me. What is this check?
That's the check from the catering hall. The initial $1,200 that we contributed to that, like I said, was from my mother's account. The $2,000.
He gets back half of this.
The $2,000 second.
He's going to get back half. Madam,
I'm not talking.
Now you can sit because you don't know how to keep your mouth shut. He's a big boy. He knows how to speak. You're old enough to get married. You know how to speak. Tell her to be quiet.
Yes, Your Honor.
$1,600 so far. What else?
Actually, with that check, when I would ask her about where's the check, she said, I'm working on it, leave me alone.
Listen to me. Is this supposed to be important to me now? I have other things to do today. I already gave you half the check.
Yes, Your
right?
Honor.
Yes. What do you want to tell me? You want to tell me she's not a good person?
I can tell you a lot of stories that she's
I don't care.
Okay.
That's something you tell somebody else.
Yes,
you
Your
know,
Honor.
Go tell that to a therapist.
Yes.
Tell it to Dr. Drew. Not
yes,
to me.
Yes, Your Honor.
I now have $1,600 for you.
Yes. Sir.
What's next?
This is the check that was written from my father to Mrs. Slavik, because when we booked the catering hall, Mrs. Slavik put a first deposit of $1,200 on her credit card, and to split expenses, my father wrote a $600 check to Mrs. Slavik.
You're just getting back $1,600. That covers it.
I know, but this is an extra $600 check.
Listen, let's go. What else?
There's also a matter of $2,000 from the remaining $5,000 in our account. I'm responsible for $1,000, and Ms. Slavik is responsible for $1,000.
After all the wedding expenses were paid, there was still $2,000 left in the account.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, Your Honor.
And who closed the account?
Ms. Slavik.
Did you close
the? He closed the account.
No, Your Honor, that's not true.
Show me.
He closed the account back in, I believe it was March. I don't have the email, but he sent me an email to say that he went to the bank, closed the account himself.
Your Honor.
And I do have the following.
Then let me put it to you this way. He may have closed the account. Who took out the money?
There was no money left at the end of the account.
$2,000. Where is it?
We spent the money in the year and a half that we were engaged for, and I have all of the bank statements with highlighted transactions that me and him made on vacations and movies and dinners and
Your
spending
Honor.
That $2,000.
$1,000 goes to you, sir. That's $2,600. What's
but,
next?
Your Honor, also with that account, Ms. Slavik was putting her own personal...
Listen to me. I've just given you $1,000.
But he spent that money,
I've just
too.
Given you $1,000. That's what you asked for. I'm getting the picture. Did you buy an engagement ring?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Where is it?
She still has it, Your Honor.
And I offered to give it back, and he said no.
Well, that was very nice of him to say keep it, because it was a gift made in contemplation of getting married. That's what an engagement ring is. Wedding didn't take place. He should get back the ring. Doesn't sound like a bad guy to me. Keep going. What else? $2,600. Let's go. I have other things to do today.
I'm sure you've heard this, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm not interested. Don't waste my time. I'm a big girl. I went through 17 years of postgraduate education. Keep going.
And later today.
You're such a... Oh, my God. I wish I were the judge hearing your case. You're just really lucky I'm not the judge that's going to hear your case.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Michael Ramos says ex-fiancé Jennifer Slavik owes for the return of money they put away for a wedding that never happened.
Okay, go ahead.
There's also the matter of the wedding center. We together put it down $1,000 on a wedding center package.
What's the wedding center package?
The wedding center is a company in Commack, New York that specializes in all-inclusive items towards a wedding, which is a photographer.
Photographer, music. Flowers,
yes.
Linens. Okay. You each put in?
No, we didn't. We from our joint account, we put in $1,000. And what had happened was is that... just yes, I'm sorry.
Did you get any of that money back?
It's non-refundable. It's right in the contract.
Well, that's what you also said about this, but you got the money back.
It's all written right here in the contract.
That's not my question. My question was, did you get any money back from the wedding center?
No.
Do you have any proof that she got money back from the wedding center?
I have two vouchers, one for me and one for her, Your Honor.
What does that mean?
The wedding center gave us each a $450 voucher, which adds up to $900, but they took $100 off because they gave Ms. Slavik a vacation voucher, and I don't know if she ever returned it, and I don't know if she ever used it,
Just a second. So you got a voucher towards another wedding?
Towards a honeymoon, technically.
Something else?
Right.
Yes.
Right, so you got $450 out of $500.
Yes.
I'm not interested. Don't waste my time. I'm a big girl. I went through 17 years of postgraduate education. Keep going.
That about covers it.
Great. $2,600. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. So.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He broke up with me on Valentine's Day. We went out to dinner, took me out to dinner, and then said he doesn't want to get married.
I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm not happy in this relationship. I'm not happy with the way she treats me.
Unfortunately, I guess he couldn't handle being with a strong female.
She just wasn't a very nice person towards me.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Sanders versus Byrd. Step forward.
Vanessa Sanders is suing her ex-boyfriend, John Byrd, for an unpaid loan to pay his bills.
Ms. Sanders, the defendant was your boyfriend. You claim you made a loan to him. He says it was a gift. He's got a counterclaim. He said that after you broke up, you kept some of his property.
The first part of that is true.
How old are you, Mr. Byrd?
42.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an arbitrator.
For whom?
Manheim Auto Auction.
And how long have you been doing that work?
About a year.
Prior to that, what were you doing?
I was on workers' compensation.
For how long?
Close to 6 years.
What kind of an accident did you
have? I have a spinal injury.
From a job?
Yes.
How much were you receiving from workman's comp over the 6 years?
It varied. Probably the last 3 years, I would say it's been about $900 a month.
And how much do you earn in your current job?
I would say take home probably about $1,700, $1,800.
Were you and Ms. Byrd living together, or were you just dating?
We were just dating.
What kind of debt did you find yourself in?
I had fallen behind pretty bad.
In what?
My credit card bills, truck payment, motorcycle payment. I had all kinds of different bills that I was falling behind on.
Well, I'm glad to see that they're not giving you disability anymore if you have a truck and a motorcycle.
I didn't understand that.
You
I'm
don't
sorry.
Understand that? Well, if you're on disability, it means you can't work. Seems to me somebody that can't work wouldn't be driving around on a motorcycle.
Yeah, I don't ride my motorcycle. It pretty much sits.
Then why would you pay for a motorcycle that you can't use?
Because I was trying to keep my credit going. I didn't want to ruin my credit.
Fast talk.
I mean, Your Honor, 6 years I've been off work, and I've fought as hard as I can to keep everything that I've had. And for me to turn around
I can understand, Mr. Byrd, you trying to keep a vehicle to get yourself to and from your doctor's appointments, that I can understand. I can't understand you making payments on a motorcycle or a computer that cost how much?
$1,000. But that was purchased long before. I've had that computer for a little while.
Well, give me an idea of how long you had it.
Probably 06. The motorcycle I bought in 2006.
I'm not finished with you yet. This is not going well for you, Mr. Byrd. Let's finish it up my way. What about the guitar that you left in her house? How much did you pay for that?
Roughly about $1,500 or $1,700. I don't recall the exact amount.
Let's take $1,500. When did you buy that?
Probably 1996.
So maybe the guitar's worth $100.
No, it's...
You mean it appreciated in value. Your guitar
It'll depreciate a little bit,
value.
But not that much because of the brand.
Well, give me an idea.
It's probably...
Give me an idea.
If I were to try to sell it right now, I'd probably sell it for $900 to $1,000.
Great. And your computer that you bought 6 years ago for $1,000, how much do you think you can get for that?
With the upgrades, probably $600.
That would be a total of $1,600, sir. Could you explain to me why you have a countersuit for $3,400 against her?
Because I have it for the replacement value of my items if I can't get the items back.
You're such a... Oh, my God. I wish I were the judge hearing your case, Mr. Byrd. You're just really lucky I'm not the judge that's going to hear your case. You never can tell, though. They may be watching.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your Honor, I didn't even want to take the money. She knew that. I told her, I can't pay this back. I don't have the money.
I love it. I just love it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Vanessa Sanders says ex-boyfriend John Byrd owes for a loan to pay his bills. John is countersuing for the value of his laptop and guitars.
Okay, tell me about the $1,000 that you gave him, please.
It was actually $1,500.
He had just gotten a job, and he was very stressed about money, and I had a little bit of money.
And didn't want to sell his motorcycle, his guitar.
Yeah.
His guitar that he could get $900 for, his computer with the upgrades that he could probably get $600 for, didn't want to sell any of those things.
Or he has a vast collection of watches, too, that he has refused to sell to pay me back.
Just a second. Whatever else it is.
So I offered to lend him some money until he got some paychecks.
I want to tell me exactly how it came about.
Well, it came about that I said I have a little bit of money in savings, and he was we were a couple at the time. He was very, very stressed about money, and he just started this new job, and he was waiting for his first few paychecks. So I offered to lend him some money. And
in what month did that happen?
This was in October of last year.
Go ahead.
So to his credit, at first he actually declined the loan. And I said, okay, I just honestly, I care about you, and I have no problem making a loan to you. I had known him since high school. I trusted him. And he came back about a week later, and he said, you know, if the offer still stands, could I please borrow the money? So the first amount that I gave him was $1,000. A couple weeks later, he had started getting his paychecks. He was still didn't have a lot of money coming in. Things were a little tighter than he thought they would be. So he asked to borrow a little bit more money, which was $500. I gave that to him on October 31st. The deal was that he would just start making payments almost immediately. And Christmas came along, and because of Christmas, he pretty much asked, hey, can I, you know, put off paying you? Christmas is here. I want to have a nice Christmas.
He wants to have a nice Christmas how?
Just be able to buy gifts for me, my kids, his roommate, whatever he wanted to do for Christmas. So, and I told him that's not a problem. The first of the year came around, and he didn't start making payments. We had talked about it a couple different times, and I did ask, could you start getting me something? And he didn't. End of February, we broke up. I still didn't have any money from him. We've done this back and forth thing for months. I've been asking him for my money. I recently just got laid off a couple weeks ago, and it's why I finally decided to file the lawsuit, because I am supporting four kids by myself. I get no child support, which he knows, so I am the sole supporter of my kids, and I need my money. And he pretty much at different times has told me that he would be willing to pay it, and then at other times he gets mad at me because I'm not responding to his texts. And he tells me he's not going to get a dime.
Do you have his computer?
I do have his computer and his guitar. That is true.
You have any reason to have those two items?
Originally, they were collateral for the loan that I gave him.
Well, you started to treat it as collateral. He didn't give it to you as collateral.
No.
Well, sort of, yes.
The
items were there, and when he didn't start making the payments, I told him, I'm going to keep this stuff until you pay me.
Fine. So you
have them. He has since actually texted me I could keep his stuff. So I kind of have treated it as he gave it to me.
You have a copy of the texts?
I actually do have copies of the texts.
He said that you could keep his stuff?
Mm-hmm, I do.
I'd like to take a look at that.
Okay. What I did is I have a bunch of texts from him that I've highlighted the ones pertaining to the money and the property.
Right.
You can kind of read through the other ones if it interests you or not.
Mm-hmm.
I also have the bank statements where I withdrew the money.
Yeah. There's no question. He doesn't deny that you gave him the money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay, you told her to keep your stuff. No more communication whatsoever. Keep my stuff, since I'll never see it again anyway.
Yeah, it's exactly what I said, because I already knew no matter what the outcome was, I was not going to see it.
Well, that's not true necessarily.
I mean, because, Your Honor, she had told me at one time, well, if I give you your property, how do I know I'm going to get this? And I said, well, if you were to get this, how do I know I'm going to get this?
All you have to do is show up at her house with $1,500 in cash and make an exchange.
He wanted me to return his property.
Yeah, why would she do that?
And I'd also even made a statement asking about a partial or something. What could we do? And it just...
Partial or not? I don't understand that, sir. What's a partial or something?
Well, if somebody's wanting some money back, and if you were to even try to start to agree to pay back, shouldn't you be giving something a little by little if you're going to make some sort of an agreement?
We're talking about a year ago, sir, that she gave you the money.
Right, and at the time, Your Honor, I didn't even want to take the money. She knew that. I told her, I can't pay this back. I don't have the money.
I love it. I just love it.
I mean, I'm not going to take money from somebody if I cannot pay it back. Period. Plain and simple.
Okay, I'm ready to roll. Thank you very much. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500, and he gave you the property, so you can keep that, too. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. and on the next Judge Judy.
You spoke to the police and you told them exactly what you did.
He told me to take the blame.
You lied to the police. People who give false statements to the police sometimes find themselves in jail.
Judge Judy.
I'm happy.
You know, I got to respect the ruling.
I care about him as a person. I always will.
It's not that I don't care about her. It's not that I don't love her.
I would like to be amicable.
I do love her. I don't want the animosity. I don't want any problems. I want to be civil.
That would be a good thing.